Right, so just gone 9:15. Or 9:50. So we're up to Tosfos. We saw in this sugya a number of machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos. The latest is the onion story, where Rashi learns that half a large onion is larger than a complete small onion. But Tosfos disagreed. Tosfos says that no, we're talking about they're exactly the same size. So why is a large onion, which has now been split into half, what gives it chashivas? He says, because it's a better taste. It's a better taste. But we're not dealing with size, because Tosfos says, if you remember, if we're dealing with size, besides for the fact that the Loshna Gemara is not really mashma that way, as explained by the Bach, but in addition to that, if we're really dealing with size, then what's that got to do with the Chito and the Soira story where size was never a factor? It has to be that it's better essentially. This is wheat, this is barley, or this had a better taste, that's got a worse taste. That's a fair comparison. If it's large or smaller, who's discussing size? That's what we saw in Tosfos last time. Katana, were you able to listen to the show?
Yeah, bro.
Very good. Okay, great. Recording was clear?
Yeah, crystal.
Great. Okay, so let's now continue Tosfos. Umar Sovar Sholem Odif. So you remember, this is the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara initially understood. Why do I say initially? Because the Gemara retracted afterwards. But the Gemara initially understood that when we have a machloikas, if you remember, what was the machloikas? Which onion do you give to the Kohen? Do you give the onion which is small, because it's Sholem, or do you give the onion which is large, or larger, or was large, even though it's not Sholem, as machloikas tanoim? So the Gemara said, surely the machloikas tanoim is based on what? One seems to hold that Sholem is odif, odif than choshuv, and the other one seems to hold that choshuv is odif than sholem. That seems to be the machlekes. That was the Gemara's proposition. Eventually, the Gemara retracted, because the Gemara says, no. Everybody agrees that what? That definitely which one is odif, choshuv or sholem?
Choshuv.
The reason why in this particular case is a machlekes is because the kohen is not here. If we're trying to work out which onion will survive longer, so it's a completely side technical issue. But essentially, when the kohen is here, and it's a straightforward choice, am I giving him onion number one or onion number two? For sure, which one wins the day? It's definitely the choshuv. That was the question, the Gemara. That was the answer. Zoktesis. Umar Sovar Sholem Odif. The Gemara thought that there seems to be an opinion that Sholem is better. Gemara says, no, it's not better, it just lasts longer. Fine. Umar Sovar Sholem Odif, Zoktay says, Vim Toima Mino Lei Ho. How do you know that? How can you possibly deduce from over here a general rule that what? That Sholem is odif under all circumstances. Remember, what was the initial case that we were challenging? You got Chita versus Sa'ira, and which one is Sholem? Sa'ira. And the Gemara said, oh, everybody would hold that what? That Chita wins the day, because it's Choshev. And that was the Gemara's question. Why is it so simple to you that Choshev wins the day? In the onion story, I see there is at least one opinion that holds that actually Sholem wins the day. Says Tosfos, what do you mean? What do you see from over here? How can you make that a general rule? Eima dechitin chashivi tfei. This is the question we're waiting for. Maybe chitin is more choshev. The key word is tfei. What does tfei mean? More. Mishum de akdame kro. First in the pasuk. In other words, Rabbi Brom, this is the shaila you mentioned last week. What do I see in the onion story? The Gemara initially understood that there's one opinion that holds
Sholem.
That Sholem wins the day. And therefore the Gemara is asking a question that so too, in the case of the Chita and the Sa'ira story, what should I say? That Sholem wins the day. I.e. Sa'ira. Says Tosfos, who says? In the case of the chita and soira, there's something extra special going for the chita. What's that? The pasuk mentions it first. So maybe that simply outguns every other possible maila. When the sholem of the onion, who's he challenging? The sholem onion, who's he fighting against at the end of the day? What were the two onions on the table? Sholem katan against chatzi godel. So again, in the Havamana, what do you want to say? That I see that the sholem wins. And it wins against who? Against another onion, which is a bit bigger. No big deal. Or according to Tosfos, it's not a question of bigger, it tastes better. Fine. So what do you want to deduce from there? Oh, so if that's the case, then the sa'ira, which is sholem, should beat the chita. I'm sorry, you're not comparing like with like. Why not? Because chita has a massive whopping maila. What is that? It's the mention first in the pasuk. Well, you're bringing the Torah into the story. Game, set, and match. It's all over, finished. So how can you contrast? How can you compare the two? This is the question that you asked from Avraham last week. So we asked it from Avraham on Rashi. Because Rashi learns that what was the chashivus of the other onion? Size. It's bigger. So then you certainly asked, fine. So when you're dealing with sholem versus size, that's one discussion. What's that got to do with sholem versus chita? We're now just adapting that question to Tosfos. Tosfos, remember, said that it was never an issue of size. They're both the same size. So why was the big onion any more chashuv? It's not actually bigger. So why is it more chashuv? Tastes better. Okay, very nice. I can't deny that. That's a maila. Fine, and it could well be, according to one opinion, that sholem beats it. But what do you want to deduce from there? Therefore, sholem is the heavyweight champion. He beats all in front of him. Who says? Who says he can outweigh the maila of chitin, which has the phenomenal maila? What is that? That it's mentioned first in the pasuk. Again, v'im toimas fructasis. Minoleha. How do you know this? How do I know what? How do I know that sholem is odif and it beats all in front of it? Ema, maybe the chitin chashivi tfei. Maybe it's more chashuv. It's super duper chashuv. Why is it so chashuv? The big onion is also chashuv. It tastes better. Yeah, but look what chitin's got. Shem da achta mekrod. It's preceded in the pasuk. Wow, that's a mile and a half. That's a mile and a half. So how do you know that's beaten by sholem? The yeshlem. Says to you, says this is the answer. Dahachi medame. This is what does medame mean? What we're comparing, the word domi. This is the comparison. The question of Tosis was, how can you compare? So Tosis, this is the comparison. Dahasam afal gav. Over there, in the case of the truma on the onion, even though the misvara, based on logic, choshuv lekayin odif. The most prominent one should go to the kayin. Why dechsiv baharimchem eschel boy mimenu? We have a drasha. Truma also has a pasuk going for it, because truma says baharimchem eschel boy mimenu, from which we learn you've got to give your absolute best to the kohen. Va'afilu hachi. And nonetheless, kamar the sholem odi. And we're nonetheless saying that what? Despite the fact that there's a pasuk, sholem is also fighting against a pasuk. What was the question of Tosfos? Here, sholem, what does it beat? It beats a tasty onion. All right, big deal. But Saira, who says Saira can beat Chita when he's fighting against Chita as a pasuk? Says Tosfos, here there's also a pasuk. Because the Torah says you've got to give your best. And it still says you give sholem. Wow. Hachanami, therefore, let us also suggest that sholem is adif. Mipsisim shalchitim afal gav the act mekra. Even though again that the pasuk precedes it. So it's true the chita has a very big mile because it's backed up by a pasuk. But you know something? The big onion's also got a pasuk. It's tasty, so it's chashuv. Don't disregard that. Don't underestimate that. That's a pasuk. Oh, and Sholem beats it. Wow. See, Sholem is the big, big mile. The Gemara has every right to suggest that what? That for the same price, the Sholem of Soira should beat the Chitin, despite the fact the Chitin's also got a pasuk. Therefore, it's a fair comparison.
So we're going to ignore the pasuk in this case?
Which pasuk?
The fact that the...
That's what the Gemara is suggesting.
Okay.
That's what the Gemara is suggesting, that I see that even though the Torah says give your best, apparently Sholem trumps it. Now, a bit of a complicated point. The Gemara brought the onion story, and the Gemara introduced it with one word. What was the one word introduction on the fourth last narrow line? Ketanoi. As a machlekas tanoim. Rashi, have a look at Rashi there on the last wide line. Ketanoi. Rashi says, Ha da omrit. That which you said that a prusa shall chitin, for shlema shall sa'irin, etc., etc., the which one wins, the chita, you should know, is actually a machlekas tanoim. So Rashi says that when the Gemara suggests that this is a subject of machlekas tanoim, what is a subject of machlekas tanoim? The halacha of chita versus sa'ira. Now, you could, in theory, at first glance, have explained Ketanoi a little bit different. Just before the Chit of a Sa'ira story, what was mentioned in the Gemara, Machlokes between who and who? Rav Yochanan and? And Rav Huna, what do you do when you have Sholem and Psisim? Very often, in fact, more often than not, the Ketanoi means the Machlokes Amoiroim that you mentioned, in fact, seems to be a Machlokes Tanoim. In which case, the word Ketanoi would be referring to what? Not to the Chitin and the Sa'irin story, to the line before that. That Rav Huna versus Rav Yochanan seems to be two opinions in the onion story. But Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi did not learn like that. Now, let's press pause for a moment. Even though it's a little bit complicated, we'll see it's actually, if we're clear, it'll be straightforward. How did this sugya begin? Sugya says, if you have psisin v'shleimin, Rav Huna says you make a bracha on the psisin, Rav Yochanan says on the shleimin. Rashi told us a very important introduction. What was in Rashi's introduction? That what are we talking about? Psisin and Shleimin?
Equal size.
Equal size. Because if it would be bigger, that's a different story. So Rashi says we're dealing with? Equal size. Point number one. Point number two. When you got to the onion story, Rashi told us that the big onion is?
Larger.
Understand, therefore, that's why Rashi cannot possibly learn that the Lema Ketanoi, that the onion story, has any bearing on Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Why?
Different sizes.
It's different stories at all. Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan are talking about two equal sizes. The onion story is a different discussion. One's more chashuv because it's bigger. That's nothing to do with Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. So that's why Rashi himself had to learn. You're right, we're not referring back to that. What are we referring to? We're referring to when one is more choshuv. Oh, what's that? Oh, you mean the Chit on the Sa'ira story. Fine, Rashi's very beautiful. Bless you. That means Rashi could not learn that we're going back to Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. because Rabbeinu and Reichanan are not talking about one. One is more chashuv. Rabbeinu Shalom are both exactly the same size. They're both chetin or they're both sayer. There's nothing to distinguish them. Now, have a look at Tosus.
Vahadin im Rashi.
What does that mean, Vahadin im Rashi? The logic is with Rashi. In other words, well done, Rashi. Tosus has disputed Rashi quite a bit on this omud, but he says, this one I give to you. Vahadin im Rashi. Rashi is 100% correct. Sheloirotze lefarish. The fact that he did not want to explain Ketanoi, quote unquote, he did not want to explain that what's that referring to? Apluktayu. What does that mean, Apluktayu?
The argument.
The argument of Rabbi Yechon and Ravuna. No! He can't go back there. Rashi did very well to say it's not referring to. Do you know why? Sha'arei. Because. Lamai de Mefarish. There's a vav over here. The Bach adds Rashi. Lamai de Mefarish Rashi. Because according to what Rashi himself explained, L'Rav Huna, how did he explain Rav Huna? What sizes are they? K'sheim Shovin. That's when he said, Mevarech, Al Ezoi Sheyirtse. He says, make a brach on anyone you like. Im Kain, Loi Kopit. Therefore, he's not being particular. Achashivus, V'loi Ashlemus. It's not a discussion. Choshev, Sholim, is nothing more Sholim, there's nothing more Choshev. What did he say? Make a bracha, whatever you like. In Cain, my katano iika. In which case, how can you possibly say that what? There's some achleikas tanoim. Tosis really adds an additional point to what we mentioned before. According to Rav Huna, remember when we read the Gemara for the very first time, how do you translate the words of the Gemara? Rav Huna says, "Vorech al apsisin." So simple translation sounds like that you must make a bracha on the psisin. What did Rashi say?
No, it's not. Neither one.
Not that you must. You can. But rather, you can. So Rav Huna's opinion at the end of the day is what? Do whatever you like.
Either one.
Rav Yechanan disagrees. Says, "No, you should make a bracha on the shlim." Mamela, if you now want to get to the Tanoim, Lemka Tanoim, we have an onion story. Did any opinion there say you could do whatever you like? It was either the small one or the big one. Therefore, that can't be what the Gemara means to say that, Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan is the Machlokes Tanoim. It's not true. Because Rashi told us that according to Rav Huna, they're equal sized. I couldn't care less. Choshev, Shalom, as far as I'm concerned, everything is the same. And therefore, what's the final halacha? Do what you like. Oh, in the onion story, is there anybody who holds that?
No.
So how can you say that Rav Huna's opinion is one of the opinion of the Tanoim? Nobody holds like that. Therefore, Rashi is 100% right to say that what? That the Lema Katanoi is not referring to Rav Huna and Rabbi Yechanan. What is it referring to? It's referring to the next line. It says in the next line that there's one case that you jolly well do not get a choice. And what is that? Chito and Soiro. You've got to go for the Chito. Says the moral. That is Machloi Katanoi. One opinion says Shalim, one opinion says Choshev. Now, according to Tosfos, if you remember, Tosfos disagreed at one point. Tosfos says that psisim and shleimim is talking about, well, what's the translation of psisim? Is a large slice. But if you remember, Tosfos also said that what's Rav Huna's opinion? Whatever you like. Also, Ezer Shehiritza. In that, he was in agreement with Rashi. He just disagreed and says psisim doesn't mean equal size slices, it means large ones. That's how Tosfos carries on now. He says, Ula Pirish Rabbeinu Tam Nami. What does Nami mean? As well, even though I disagreed with Rashi, the Pirish that he explained to Mavarech Al Psisim Gedoilim. He explained, we're talking about large slices, and says you make a bracha on which one? Whatever you like. Im Yirtze, if you want to, you can make a bracha on that. But V'Ibo'i. But if he so desires, Borech al Ashleimim Ktanim. So again, according to Tosfos, even though he disagreed in the case, He says we're not talking about equal size, talking about larger. But he agreed that what does Rav Huna say at the end of the day? Which one do you make a bracha on? Either one you want. Alma loy chashiv le odif. So you see that he does not attach importance to chashiv. It's exactly the same for Rav Huna. And that's why he's telling you make a bracha whenever you like. Imkein loy motzi koi. Therefore, it cannot possibly be referring ketanoi, quote unquote, a pluk to the psisin. It can't be referring back to the machlokes of psisin. So it sounds complicated. It's very simple. Both Rashi and Tosfos, although they disagree about the case of Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, but they both agree to one thing. What did Rav Huna say to you in the final analysis? Which one do you make a bracha on? According to Rashi, because they're both the same size. According to Tosfos, even if the pieces are larger. Fine, I don't care. The bottom line is, what did Rav Huna say? What do you make a bracha on? Whatever you like. Chashuv? Nah, not interested in chashuv. So therefore, ketanoi cannot be referring back to that. Why not? Because in the onion story, there's no such opinion. Did anybody say in the onion story, you could bracha whatever you like? It was either A or B. So what do you say? That's the old Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan machlokes. Really? Who holds that Rav Huna exactly? Nobody. Therefore, Tosfos says, v'hadinim Rashi, therefore Rashi is 100% right. That's why you have to learn that ketanoi is not referring to line number one, psisin shleimin, it's referring to line number two, chita on sa'ira, where there it didn't say you make a bracha whenever you like. What did it say? You absolutely have to make a bracha, no choice in the subject, you've got to make a bracha on the chita. Why? Because it's chashuv. Says the Gemara, whoa, take it easy. Chashuv beats shalem. I'm sorry, I think it's machlokes tanoim. With the onion story, one says chashuv beats shalem, one says shalem beats chashuv. Fine, it's ketanoi, makes sense. But it would not make sense if it's going back onto Rav Huna. Rav Huna never said you have to make a bracha on one or the other. Do whatever you like. Abstaining, do whatever you like. Nobody holds that in the case of the onion. Tosfos says, 100% right, Rashi is correct in saying that ketanoi is merely referring to line number two, chitin versus sa'ira, and not the machloikas of psisin, Rav Huna, and Rav Huna. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Our time is unfortunately up. Be'ez Hashem on Sunday morning, Habo'aleinu L'Tova. I'd like to now see all three of these Tosfosim. Numbers 3, 4, or whatever it is. The last three Tosfosim on the page, which is where we're up to. And then, if you have the Mar Makomos, we'll be ready now, I think, to have a look at the Halacha. Before we see the halacha, basically we're going to go in the order of the Maram HaKemis. We're up to number 3, which is the end of the first sheet. There's a Rambam in number 4, and then you can basically just keep on going 6, 7, 8 till the end. Some of it, remember, is Hilchos Shabbos. From number 12 onwards, 12, 13, 14, 15 is Hilchos Shabbos, about cutting the breads on Shabbos. Got the top one, the bottom one, both, some, all big, etc., etc., and we'll try then and bring this sugya to a conclusion. I doubt we'll finish this on Sunday, but hopefully Sunday together with Tuesday, and then we'll be ready to move on. It's a complicated sugya, there's no question about it, but that's what makes it very gishmak.